Eso es happening.
Where is our outer station?
No, okay. Yeah, oh, yeah, this one, yeah. Tuesday.
Bombay. Training.
Training? Induction.
Induction.
No, they're having some meeting. What else?
How's the performance this year?
Good.
Recession, etc.
For a startup company, with just doing maybe second year. Even 400
crores. Wow. And what is the most well performing vertical here?
Most?
The best performing, like in a motor or other type of insurance.
It's right now equal between corporate and retail. So maybe as time goes, no, they'll do better. What else?
So, ma'am, the investigative report is on how insurance companies try to pull off frauds. You know, by
pull off frauds.
Fraud in or in the sense, you know, where say, when a sale happens, you know, everything is not disclosed. Basically,
do you think that happens?
I believe at times, yes.
Insurance companies cannot afford not to be honest, because you must understand that there is no physical product, okay? We are talking about something which you cannot touch and feel and all that. You are only giving a promise. That too, the promise works only when you are in trouble. So there could be mis-selling by agents or employees who are not properly trained. But frauds as such, I don't think any insurance company will ever indulge in frauds. That is totally out of thing. Because no insurance company worth its salt. See, trust is a very big word in insurance. And you cannot afford to get into a system where it's fraudulent. What can happen is, since there are so many terms and conditions attached to a policy, people may think it is a fraud. That's a,
yeah, yeah.
That's a different aspect of it.
Okay.
Like for example, there are the basis of insurance, as you would have studied in licentiate, is that let the buyer be aware.
Okay.
Now, if the buyer decides not to look at certain information and thinks that no, I'm not aware of all this, it was not told to me. Nobody tells you to pay your tax, but you should know. So the basic assumption in insurance is, I think education of insurance is very, very minimal in our country, which needs to be propagated in a very big way. And only when people really know how insurance works, the concept is today is that if I take a health policy, all my health problems are solved. That's wrong. You know, it's not that. You should be in good, the prerequisite for it is that you should be in extremely good health. You should be in good health for you to avail a health policy. If you're already sick, it's no longer a probability that you will fall ill. No, it is a certainty.
Yeah.
And we should understand very clearly there is something called as a business risk and a pure risk. Pure risk is where you have, say for example, earthquakes and things like that, which is beyond your control. That is what is covered by insurance. What is well within your control, or what you already know, is no longer subject matter of insurance at all. Because you know your business better, or you know your health better, you know your personal behaviors better. So you cannot expect a policy to cover all that. I think that is the basic assumption which one has to overcome, you know, when you're an insurance company. And no insurance company can afford to ever think of a fraud, you know, that is totally out of thing.
But have there ever been instances, ma'am,
no,
in your...
Not of an insurance company defrauding people. Never. Tell me, can you give me one instance?
No, I would, no, I have not come across any when I was...
There cannot be.
In hand.
There cannot be, you know, insurance company can go bust, like in the case of AIG. But again, even there also, there are so much of regulations and government controls in place which pulls it up. Because, see, that kind of a trust which people have in insurance should not come down.
Yeah.
But again, in India, it is, I mean, like, maybe...